The collapse of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge highlights the daily dangers and risks construction workers face. Crews are still searching for the bodies of missing workers who are presumed dead. They're all from Mexico and Central America. Reporter Héctor Alejandro Arzate brings us this story from the port.
Hola, buenos días. ¿Cómo estás?
¿Qué tienes?
Hay desayunos con huevos.
Long before sunrise, Ingrid Sol greets dozens of painters, roofers, longshoremen, and construction workers at her food stand in southeastern Baltimore. They come here for coffee, baleadas, and other food before heading into their jobs helping to keep this city and port running. Most of them are Latino. Many are immigrants.
Y ellos pasan pues todos los días buscando sus alimentos. Y uno les agarra precio.
Workers come every day looking for nourishment, and she appreciates that, she says. Marcos Grano stops by on his way to his construction job in nearby Dundalk.
Mira, ya listos para empezar un nuevo día con todo, con toda la actitud.
Grano says he is starting his day with a positive attitude, but he's fully aware of the risks with working in construction. On his mind is the crew of workers who fell into the Patapsco River after a cargo ship hit the Francis Scott Key Bridge. They were filling potholes in the middle of the night. 8 men went into the water. 2 were rescued that same day. 3 bodies have been recovered, and the remaining are still missing but presumed dead. These workers had roots in El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, and Mexico.
Qué triste que esté pasando todo eso, porque imagínate, salimos a trabajar y a veces que no sabemos si vamos a regresar a casa o no.
We go out to do our jobs, but we never know if we'll make it back home or not, says Granos. CASA, an immigrant advocacy group based in Maryland, says there are 130,000 immigrants working in the construction industry in the Baltimore and Washington, D.C. regions. This organization is also calling on Biden to provide work permits to undocumented construction workers.
Tengo mis hijos, tengo 4 hijos, y que dependen de mí, creo que no me quiero poner a pensar en el lugar de ellos.
That's Ramon Mendez. He says he has 4 kids who depend on him, so he doesn't even want to think about being in the same place as the men who died. Mendez says he's fully aware of the perils of working in construction, often at the mercy of the elements, maneuvering heavy machinery, and surrounded by latent dangers. Construction workers are at greater risk of falling from roofs, getting hit by heavy equipment, and being injured or killed by machinery than other jobs, according to the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. In 2022, for example, 1,092 construction workers in the private industry and in government jobs lost their lives, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. More than a quarter of these fatalities were Hispanic or Latinos.
Imagínese nada más, usted lo pone en una altura, ¿verdad? Y usted no sabe ni cómo ponerse un arnés.
That's José Mauricio Rauda of the International Union of Painters and Allied Trades, explaining how safety harnesses save lives at elevated construction sites. He was part of a crew that painted the Key Bridge a few years ago.
Entonces, te puede caerse y matarse, o quedar lisiado de por vida.
If you fall, you can be killed, he says, or get injured and disabled for life. Another danger, he says, is exposure to harmful chemicals or inhaling heavy metals like lead and mercury.
En todo eso se les entrenan, ¿verdad? Pareciera que no es mucho, pero es vital.
Rauda says that safety training is vital.
Me imagino que ellos también tenían un plan. Lo único que no estaba planeado era que todo el puente iba a colapsar.
He imagines these workers had a safety plan too, but probably not for the entire bridge to collapse. Despite the dangers, José Martín Oviedo says workers risk their health and lives to earn a living. He's a forklift operator, so it's his job to carry hundreds of pounds of materials at construction sites.
Tenemos que salir a trabajar. El miedo no te va a mantener.
For him, construction has also been a pathway for a better life ever since he came to the U.S. from Mexico about 30 years ago. Oviedo, now a legal permanent resident, says he's proud to be doing a job that's needed in this country.
Para que cuando sea una cosa esté terminada, digan, mira, fue un hispano el que lo hizo.
When a project is finished, he says, people can say, look, it was a Hispanic who built it. In Baltimore, I'm Héctor Alejandro Arzate.